This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that in the previous few ahadith, a continuous nature of bad practice, how one evil practice or one bad moral value can lead on to another bad moral value. And as a Muslim needs to be vigilant regarding their sins, their vices, their mistakes, because even one small mistake, one small sin can lead to another sin and begin to magnify that sin until it becomes a kabira. As ulama of usul have mentioned, that any minor sin bil istimrar, continuous nature, tusbih min al kaba'ir, minor sins, if they're carried out in habitual practice, they're eventually classified as major sins. And there are no major sins ma'astighfar. And major sins are wiped out. A person makes istighfar, makes tawbah, repents back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a person is to be wary inside their life, wa laqad sadaqa sha'ir, a truth of the poet when he wrote these lines of poetry, indeed mountains are made from pebbles, from small rocks. Thus you begin to visualize a great big mountain. Every single stone, every single pebble has an impact upon the mountain. That is a parable of sins of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby we mention squandering one's wealth is becoming like the brethren of the devil, which then led on to idleness and wasting one's time, one's wealth. And today's hadith then follows that same pattern, unfortunately, whereby the person's excessive wealth and excessive wasting of time leads the person to excessive speech, lying, cheating, wasting away their life. It is all a pattern that begins to follow in the life of the individual. But in the same time, we find the opposite is true as well, of being habitual in doing good deeds, continuous in good deeds. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, that the human being will fall short, will make mistakes. The end result is based, or we can speak in today's language, what many of us have gone through, exams, etc., the percentage, the average percentage. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, to Allah belongs the highest example. Allah can wipe out if a person doesn't reach that percentage, or has a lower grade, or even has a higher grade. But just to help us to understand the average percentage, what the person is taken upon. Likewise, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the average good deed, the average lifestyle, the average practice is what counts of the individual, not small moments. That now it's the month of Muharram, we do certain good deeds, or prior to that, Dhul Hijjah, or Ramadan, or just Yawmul Jum'ah. It is continuous practice of trying, continuous effort that a person is trying, that even if the person falls short, they are open, not to the wrath of Allah. Rahmatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahma. Allah has written down upon himself that he is the most merciful one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa awwalan lil mu'mineen. And firstly towards the believing individuals, and then towards the Muslims. The average Muslim, Allah is Ghafoor, is Rahim, is a Tawwab, Al-Afu, is the one who pardons, who forgives, who blots out sins, takes away people's mistakes. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's in today's hadith that we find the opposite of following good deeds and following bad deeds. Alaykum bisidqi. Upon you is to follow a life of truthfulness, of sincerity. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ, because truthfulness, commitment, it leads towards al-birr, towards piety, good actions. It encourages the individual to carry out good actions. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and piety, it leads towards paradise. If you study the ayat inside the Quran which speak about piety, you see that the end result, that these are the actions of piety the person needs to carry out inside their life. And the end result will be Jannah, will be given to those individuals who live a life of piety. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلْ يَصْدَقُ, person continues to be truthful, ويتحرى بالصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا صديقا. Person continuously strives, trying to be truthful throughout their life, always striving, trying their best, not just once in their life, as we began with, always trying their best. حتى يكتب عند الله, يكتب عند الناس, written amongst people. لا, أولا عند الله, firstly in front of Allah, صديقا, firstly in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is written as a truthful individual. What happens then? It spills over, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then announces to all of the malaika, or firstly to Jibreel alayhi salam, inni uhibbu fulan, I love such and such individual. Jibreel goes and announces it to the rest of the angels, that Allah loves such and such individual. Then it's announced on this earth, وَوُضِعَ لَهُ قَبُولَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وسلم. Then qabool is placed, acceptance is placed for this individual on the earth. But we follow the opposite pattern inside our lives. We first worry about the people around us. Then we may worry, begin to think about maybe the angels are visualizing us. Then finally, we worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, a person should be wary, should be fearful. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. He is with you wherever you happen to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has numerous passages inside the Quran where Allah warns that, do you fear people? You fear mankind over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what many of us have become inside our lives. It's a fear of people, a fear of flesh and blood, that will perish, that will resolve, that will finish, leave this dunya. Really, human beings, يَخَافُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human beings only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only thing that falls into their heart, their mind, is the fear of Allah. Then afterwards it may come to some later stage, what will people say? But that's a far later stage for a believer, it should be. But unfortunately we find that we're living the opposite lives. They're always being worried about what the people will say before what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about each and every single one of us. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. And then the opposite, which concerns us today. Woe upon you to stay away from lying, to be treacherous, to not be truthful. Because indeed lying, يهدي إلى الفجور, leads towards rebelliousness, wickedness, criminality, bad behavior. That's what it leads to. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And fujur, unfortunately, leads a person towards Jahannam, towards An-Nar. And likewise, the individual, وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ. A person is continuously lying. Continuously, it becomes habitual for that individual, that their life, throughout their lives, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Until in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is written, this individual is a perpetual liar. Habitual, continuous liar. Hadith muttafaqun alayh. As collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. Becomes continuous, that becomes part of their life. This bad moral value is part of their life. That every time they speak nothing but lies, or bad speech disseminates from this individual. The end result, truthfulness leads to Jannah. This is the goal. There's nothing wrong with a person having an intention of striving for Jannah. Obviously, actions are done sincerely seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ إِنسَانْ طُبِعَ عَلَى الْفَضَائِلِ. The human being has been compounded with virtues, with blessings, with needs, with desires. Adam alayhi salam, لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Everything in Jannah, remained in Jannah. But he still desired something beyond that. He desired a spouse. He desired companionship. And then Iblis came and even whispered beyond that, that maybe you're not going to reside here for eternity. That this is all going to come to an end. These are all aspects of the nature of the human being. So to strive to ask for Jannah, or to desire for Jannah, isn't incorrect. That a person does actions that in their heart, they have this intent, I'll be given this inside Jannah. Rather, you find encouragement is given. Whoever avoids things of this dunya which are haram, then a person is given those things inside Jannah, will be given to that individual. And likewise, the whole concept of rescuing oneself, of deliverance, is saving yourself from the fire and being placed inside Jannah. At the end of Surah Ali Imran, we find, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Whoever is rescued, delivered, saved from the fire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ, is entered into paradise, فَقَدْ فَازَ, that's ultimate success. That is success. That on that day, you are now, it may Allah forbid, even a person may temporarily go into the hellfire. No one should hope and aspire for that. One's direct entrance into paradise is plucked out of the hellfire or totally saved from the hellfire and thrown into paradise. Faqad faza. It's the ultimate success. Then Allah gives the ishara about this dunya. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world is nothing but a great big deception. It's a great big lie. It's a deception that will take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't know how to use this dunya. That's the general concept of this dunya. It will derail people. It will mesmerize people. It will take people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't give them the success till eventually you find خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That some people lose the world. They don't just lose the Akhirah. Allah says they lose this world as well. And they lose the Akhirah. Indeed, that is the most manifest loss that a person can face inside their life. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا يَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقُ. Person is committed, focused, continuously inside their life, trying to be a truthful individual. Becomes second nature for them. So Allah writes, this individual is a truthful individual. We shouldn't underestimate the concept of truthfulness. Al Rasul alayhi salatu salam, min asma'ihi aw alqabihi qabla an-nubuwwah, before prophethood, was given two main titles, as-sadiq wal amin, qabla al-ba'tha, before given prophethood, before given revelation, he was known by the people. Everybody knew him as a truthful individual, as a trustworthy individual, not at a later stage inside their life. Compare that to the opposite, to many of us, what an average Muslim is. Are we known as truthful individuals? Are we known as average and Muslim society? We are truthful individuals. That is what we should be. We should be truthful individuals. People should know us for our truthfulness, our transparency, our clarity, our clearance about us, that this is what we are, this is what we believe, this is how we conduct ourselves. Should be all clear. Nothing should be hidden about a Muslim or treacherous about a Muslim. That's what Allah mentions. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهِ. Whoever obeys Allah وَرَسُولَهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger. And this is tafsir is ulama, tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Mention this tafsir of the Qur'an. Who are those ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed favor to inside what we recite at least 17 times a day inside Surah Al-Fatiha? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Who are those individuals? This is the answer given inside Surah Al-Nisa. They are the ones who are going to earn the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will be with whom? Ma'an nabiyyin, awwalan. With the prophets. Was-siddiqeen, second. Is truthful individuals. Was-shuhada'i, was-salihin. The martyrs and the righteous individuals. Wa-hasuna ula'ika rafiqa. These are the best comrades. These are the best friends. These are the best allies. Inside Jannah, to be with the prophets, to be with the messengers, to be with the truthful individuals. Was-siddiqeen. Was-siddiqeen, Abu Bakr as-siddiq. The leader of all truthful individuals after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is none other than Abu Bakr as-siddiq. That these individuals that yal'anun, that they curse and they revile Abu Bakr as-siddiq. They revile him, they curse him, they condemn him, they classify him as a disbeliever. He will burn in hell for eternity. هَذَا مِنْ شَأْنِهِمْ مِنْ أَقِيدَتِهِمْ. This is from their belief, their core belief. But the Quran mentions the opposite, that he's amongst as-siddiqeen. Like what the Quran mentions, إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Inside Surah At-Tawbah, read any tafsir Ibn al-Jawzi, in his tafsir, Ibn Kathir, inside his tafsir. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ
حتى لغة, linguistically, إذ هما في الغار, when both of the two were inside the cave. Who is it referring to? It's referring to none other than the Prophet عليه السلام with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. إذ يقول لصاحبه, he says to his friend, the Prophet عليه السلام speaks to his comrade, his friend, he says to him, rather he said that I want you to classify you as a Khalil. The Prophet عليه السلام said that I would have made you Abu Bakr al-Siddiq as a Khalil, an intimate, close friend. But the reason why don't you call you Khalil is because Allah has made me his Khalil, his friend. So I can't take anybody in this dunya to be a Khalil. وَلَكِنْ صَاحِبِي. But you're my comrade, you're my friend. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Don't fear, don't grieve. Allah is with us. Likewise, read the tafsir at the end of Surah Al-Layl. Tafsir, many ulama of tafsir said these ayat are speaking about whom? About none other than Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. We shouldn't find it trivial. We shouldn't find it light. Because symbols of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, as Hubbus Sahaba, is love of the companions, praising the companions, following the companions. Person shouldn't think, oh, just for the sake of unity, that whatever a person believes inside their life, no, there's certain things a person, as they say, can turn a blind eye to. Amongst ikhtilaf bayn al-ulama imma al-ajillah, person can maybe turn a blind eye to masail al-fiqhiyah, turn a blind eye to them. But min bab al-aqa'id, from belief. Person who has such a belief that there should be a zero tolerance towards this, that we should all just accept everything in a melting pot, that this is all that Islam is. We are predominantly a Sunni creed, a Sunni belief, a Shia. لَيْسَ لَمْ أَيْ أَسَلْ أَيْ تَدَخُلْ فِي بَابِ أَقَاعِدِ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. They have no entrance amongst us to be resembled as people of Sunnah, people who are preaching some form of honesty. We should be wary about this, about being a siddiqeen, the truthful individuals. وَيْهَلْ نَرْجِعِ إِلَى الْمَوْضُوعِ. What concerns us, وَإِيَّاكُمْ الْكَذِبِ. إِيَّاكُمْ الْكَذِبِ. What upon you? التحذير. A severe warning. Be careful of lying, of not speaking the truth. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. Because lying leads towards fujur, wickedness. Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, in his sharh this hadith, inside Riyad al-Salihin, he mentions, بِمَعْنَى خُرُوج عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Person goes as fujur, is going away, exiting, away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what fujur is. That's what Quran mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. Quran says that disbelieving individuals, they're not just disbelieving individuals, they are al-fajara. They are wicked. They're rebellious. They're evil. They carry out bad actions. Quran doesn't just say they're disbelieving individuals. Quran is crystal clear. As we mentioned, one thing leads to another thing. Disbelief leads towards deception, leads towards treachery, leads towards corruption, leads towards haram, leads towards munkarat, leads towards fawahish, leads towards rejection of Allah, leads towards kufr. That's what it leads to. Likewise, Allah mentioned, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ. Inside Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the whole surah is speaking once about, begins with, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. Woe to those who are treacherous individuals, cheating, descaling people. Woe upon such individuals. Record of those people will be, those people who are continuous lying individuals, treacherous individuals, will be in Sijjin. وَسَجِّين قَدْ فُسِّرَ أَمَّا هُوَ مَكَان فِي جَهَنَّمْ. Is either going to be the lowest depths of Jahannam for those individuals, or هُوَ كِتَاب. It's a record, that these records, these individuals will be prescribed or written down for these individuals. Likewise, another place inside the Quran, Allah mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Fujar, rebellious, wicked individuals will be inside Jahim. That will be the end of those type of individuals. May Allah forgive us from becoming from such type of individuals. Thus, even حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Person becomes يَتَحَرَّ, continuous nature, speaking lies after lies, till eventually that person is written down as a lying individual, a pure liar. وَالْكَذِبْ مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. Lying is in min al-kaba'ir. It's amongst the major sins. That's why we should refresh our faith. Read compilations, collections of what are al-kaba'ir. مثل الكبائر إمام الذهبي. Read his collection, the major sins. Likewise, a contemporary work of Sheikh Al-Tamimi, of Al-Kabair, that we find. Collection, what are the major sins to abreast ourselves to? Because many sins that we carry out inside our lives, we think they're minor sins, or they're minute sins, or they have no impact. But rather, when you read through such works, you find that some of these actions we carry out are major sins that we should be wary about inside our lives. And that's what we mentioned, this bad moral value has become second nature for some of us Muslims, whether on a micro level, on a macro level, that we find. We lie to one another, we lie for one another. It's become common, unfortunately. This is what we have become symbolized inside our society. And as they say, that the whole world is based on a lie. What does it mean, the whole world is based on a lie? There are two ultimate liars that you can say that they govern and they rule this world, if you can use such language. One is politicians, and second is lawyers. That's what the world is based on, a lie. Because they could turn everything upside down, to lie about everything, to make the whole world seem that the whole world is lying, and they're the only truth for individuals. We shouldn't be taken aback by that. It's a fact. There's numerous factual evidences, whether you study the concept of democracy inside Kenya in the year 2006 or so, that took place, or by two factions in a democratic system, that lying and cheating in the ballot box, that we find that approximately from 1,000 to 1,500 people were killed. 500 to 600,000 people were displaced. Millions of dollars of loss of wealth, of income, of damage taking place. Why? Because of lying and cheating. That's not too long ago. And likewise, what we are surrounded by at the moment. But we've always asked and we requested that some Muslims so shallow that they can't see beyond their own eyes. WMD, weapons of mass destruction, years have gone by. We're still waiting for evidence. But it's been proven it was one of the biggest lies in history to engage in war on Muslim lands and countries and to destroy people. Former Prime Minister of this country himself accepts the fact. It was a great big lie. There was no real evidence. That's the Prime Minister of this country who declares that himself, who accepts the fact. It was just a lie. A lie to take thousands to war. A lie to kill millions of innocent individuals. A lie that leads that people in Iraq, white phosphorus born in a state of deformity, handicap. It's a great big lie. It's a great big lie. But the rarest of individuals is the Muslims. You know, there's 15 or so Muslim politicians that who sit inside the commons at the moment. Not a single one of them speaks. It takes a Sikh individual to stand up and speak about the plight of Muslims, to use that such derogatory words. They speak about Muslim women. They look like bank robbers. They look like dustbin liners. It takes a non-Muslim to take the courage to stand up and say, respect Muslim women. May Allah guide this individual. That's what we should pray for. That a non-Muslim stand up and says, our plight. Why we lie to the teeth. We lie to the teeth for what purpose? For our own personal interest. My own seat. My own constituents. My own people around me. My own purpose. But as we began, we don't have the courage. We don't have the courage anymore to speak about anything that concerns us. Rather, we can continuously lie with the world. And likewise, a lie of terrorist threats. It's a great big lie. It's a great big myth. It's a great big fable. That the first people, sadly, has to be said, the first people to be sucked into it is the Muslims. The first people to get sucked into it is the Muslims. It's the bandwagon, every other Muslim. That we all lived inside this environment. Hand on heart, how many terrorists do you know amongst Muslims in our community? How many do you know? How many have you engaged with? How many have you met? How many have you seen? In all honesty, 1% of a person who may have a radical view. We don't deny the fact. There may be Muslims who have a radical view. We don't deny the fact. We don't hide about it. We accept the fact there could be individuals who have these views. And we will tackle these views. We'll address these views. We won't paint an open brush that every other Muslim is a terrorist. Every other Muslim has a plot to blow up this country, to destroy people, to harm people, to kill people, to go into pillage and carnage. Every single Muslim is a law-abiding individual. is a safe individual. That's what a Muslim should be. That's what we should feel. We should be proud of that inside our lives. We should be proud about that fact. We shouldn't fall prey and cave in and think what the media presents, this is what Muslims are like. But this is what the action of Muslims would be inside the future that we find. And likewise, we find that the concept of authority that we find, that people in authority, people who lead us, people should be wary. We find in the hadith, in Sahih Muslim, that we find a companion by the name Ma'qil, he narrates, he mentions on his deathbed. He said that if I knew that I was going to live, then I would not narrate this hadith, but I know it's the end of my life, so kitmanul ilm, I can't conceal knowledge. I can't hide knowledge. I heard these words from the Prophet ﷺ, so I have to convey them. I have to mention out what these words are. If Allah puts someone in charge of a group of people, others, and that person cheats his subjects, and he dies without repentance, Allah will forbid paradise for him. Cheats his people, neglects his people, doesn't take care of his people, doesn't make tawbah, hadith inside Sahih Muslim, then that person is forbidden to go into paradise. Should be something for us to ponder and to reflect upon. And as we find that the corruption around us, as you mentioned, micro and macro level, is all there. Person shouldn't shy away from the fact and say, there is no corruption. Whether amongst non-Muslims or Muslims, there's no corruption amongst us. We're a wholesome, sound community, a wholesome environment that we are. The Muslim world is at peace, is at rest. Who says it's at peace and rest? We're living in a strange time. This Muslim ummah has never visioned before or was taking place. There have been moments in history where there's been hardships, but to such a degree that we find various locations of hardship and difficulties that are placed there. And we have the audacity of some people to say and to laugh it off, that what's taking place inside Syria, to laugh about it. Well, this is what happens when you pick a bone with the leaders. You know, we can delve deep into some of these leaders. Their belief is crystal clear. The Bashar regime inside Syria, it has no Islamic principles. No one should try and try to defend something. Their belief is a belief which goes outside the fold of Islam. And you can consult with any scholar about what their belief is. Whether the son or prior to that his father. What their beliefs were and what they believe in. And they visualize it. They visualize it by he makes people come down and make sajda in front of him and says, who is your God? Who's your God now? These are the type of evil people we're surrounded by. That's what we're surrounded by, evil people that we're surrounded by, who don't even have that compassion, that mercy. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Don't even have that compassion, mercy. Show mercy to the people around you, and a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will show mercy to that person. Show mercy to your own people, your own lineage, your own culture, your own language, your own homeland. Show mercy to that. Displace your own people. Don't visualize. Go and look at the state of the country. Look at the country. Look at what's happened to this country, what has been totally been destroyed. In the rage of what? In the rage of what? Of power, of glory, of might. And that's we should waken up. People speak about Tawheed. Tawheed isn't just speaking about it, it's reformation, it's change. It's visualizing that change, bringing about that change. We're not living in a Meccan period. We're not living in a state that whereby we have to wait, continuously wait and wait and wait. 1400 years have gone by, 1440 years. We all know what the Sharia is. We all know what it is, what needs to be said. But we find a culture of shirk within ourselves, of glorifying people. Glorifying people. This is no one min a shirk. As we began with, a person fears no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu salam, ma kana yuhibbu ay ahad an yaqum lahu. The Prophet ﷺ never liked any individual to stand for him. He disliked him. He hated it. If there's any individual to stand up for, it'll be for the Prophet ﷺ. That's the only individual. Not even our parents. Not even our loved ones. Only our Rasul ﷺ. An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'minina min anfusihim. The Prophet is closer to the believers than even their own selves, their own blood, their own veins. That's what is allowed inside the Sharia. That's the only person. Allah is not allowed. That excessive praise, glamour, words are said, all of this leads towards what? To an element of worship of the human being as we began just blood and flesh. Simple things that we find. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَ بَيْتًا فِيهِ كَلْبٌ وَلَا سُورًا. You find that angels never enter a home. The angels of mercy never enter the home whereby there's a dog inside that home or there's pictures that are on display. Basic hadith. Inside the hadith of Bukhari that we find, as narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and other narrations that we find. We find it plastered all over the Muslim world. It's plastered all over the Muslim world. لِمَاذَا لِتَعْظِيمِ Sheikh Saleh Fawzan asked about pictures being displayed about leaders and people. He said, لَا تَتَسَهَلْ فِي هَذَا الْأَمَرِ Don't become lazy and complacent about this affair. It's not allowed. It's not allowed, whatever the people, the awam, the justification may be, because this is ta'zeem. This is showing, this is a glorification of a human being. Showing that respect that leads to what? That this person is an almighty individual. That no matter what happens, obedience and everything lies towards this individual. No matter what happens, then lie. Then that's a sad thing that we find that then lies are spilled out. Lies are made about people to do what? We are simple. We're simple Muslims. That a Muslim is a simple individual, a simple life, a simple being, a simple truth, as they say. Leaving aside the macro side and returning back, that we are only, as many ulama have mentioned, just a reflection of the global world all around us. That whatever we do just reflects one another, that we find that what is our realm? What is our conduct inside our daily lives that we find, of lying and cheating that we find? We find in our transactions that we find, مَنْ رَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا Whoever cheats us is not from amongst us. Read the whole context of this hadith whereby an individual places the good substance on top and places the wet substance or the bad produce inside the middle. Then when he comes to serve the customer, he puts his hand inside the middle and gives it to the people. And that's the Prophet, he thrust his blessed hand inside it and said, what is this? This wetness of the grain. Man ghashana falaysa minna, whoever cheats is not from us. Are we not Muslims like this? That we cheat other people? We cheat in our produce, we cheat towards the way that we conduct ourselves towards people. Hadith inside Bukhari that we find. When you make a business transaction with another individual, both individuals, they highlight if there may be any discrepancies, any deficiency, any need of work, whatever it may be, they highlighted their truth to one another. And they shake upon that. فَقَدْ بُورِكَ فِي بَيْئِهِمَا You find blessing is placed inside their transaction. But if the opposite is also mentioned inside the hadith, that one is treacherous to the other, one lies to the other, one deceives the other, then the mercy, the blessing is lifted from that transaction. So that's what we can complain about. As I mentioned, the world politics, we live this every day. We do this, unfortunately, on a daily basis, that this becomes a characteristic that we find. And likewise, what is the punishment of a person who lies, who spread lies, who entertains lies, all forms of lies that we find, and namima, gossiping, slandering, backbiting that we find, Chinese whispers that we find that's common, all is spreading inside our society. Read the hadith, the long journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, where the Prophet was shown people the punishment that be given to them. Whereby you find a person that a hook is placed inside their cheek and it rips their mouth all the way to the back of their cheek to the earlobe. And the Prophet he asked what is the descriptive nature? Who are these individuals who are going to be facing such a punishment? He said, This is a liar. A person who's known to be a lying individual, and the lie that they say it spreads. And this will continuously happen to that individual. Not inside al-akhirah, inside Jahannam. Ulama mentioned this is going to be al-adab ind al-qabr. This is going to be the punishment of the individual inside the grave. May Allah protect us from that punishment of the grave. As you find that Prophet ﷺ at the battle fuqaqalu inna al-du'a fi tashahud al-akhir, to make du'a in the final tashahud, to seek refuge from the punishment of the grave, huwa fard in the ba'd al-fuqaha. Allahumma inni a'udu bika min adab al-qabr. To seek refuge from the punishment of the grave is fard in the ba'd al-fuqaha. فَعَلَىٰ قَلْ شَيْءٍ highly recommended. When a person completes their prayer, should seek refuge from the punishment of the grave. Because this is the beginning of the journey. This is the end of this world and the beginning of the new journey. If the grave, the person is a successful individual, وَمَا بَعْدَ الْقَبَرِ وَمَا فِي الْقَبَرِ رَاحَةٍ. If there's rest inside the grave, beauty inside the grave, paradise inside the grave, pleasures inside the grave, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ, what's after is going to be even more beautiful for that individual. But if a person is exposed inside the grave, there's nothing worse that's waiting for that individual. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Inside Surah Ghafir that we find evidence of punishment of the grave, that person, the people of Fir'aun, exposed to the fire day and night. Then a day of judgment, they're going to be exposed to even greater fire. What is a greater fire? If they're already exposed to the fire inside the grave. Every morning, every evening, and their judgment, a greater fire will be given to those individuals. That's what we find in conclusion, hadith in Bukhari. First, you should be wary of ayatul munafiqeen, ayatul munafiq, signs of the hypocritical individuals. Some hadith mention 3 signs, some mention 4 signs. But what concerns us when he speaks, he's habitually lying. And likewise, another common factor inside a community that we find, min ajli an yudhika an-nas, to make people laugh. A world of entertainment, make people laugh. To lie, to make people laugh. Such severe warnings that we find, lying is not good, whether in seriousness or joking. Hadith inside al-Bayhaqi, a sound hadith authenticated by hadith Muhaddith al-Sham, Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani, rahmatullahi alayhi. Then a hadith in Sunnah Abi Dawood that we find, waylun liman haddatha liyudhika bihi al-qawm, waylun lahu thumma waylun lahu. Woe upon that people who lies to make people laugh. Woe upon him. And then again, woe upon him. Destruction be upon that individual who lies to people to make people laugh, to amuse people. Is an evil trait for a person to have. The Muslim, as you mentioned, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Are you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the truthful individuals? Inside Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119. Another place inside the Quran quite strange is inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 119 as well. Allah mentions, قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. This is the day that the truthful individuals, their sidq, their truthfulness, it will benefit them. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. For these individuals will be gardens of paradise will be given to these individuals. Underneath that you find rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Residing for eternity inside paradise. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They are happy, pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is pleased with them. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the most magnificent, greatest success for those individuals, is a path of sidq. Now this is the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah. The 5th chapter of Quran in general speaks of the Ahlul Kitab, وَخَاسَةً النَّصَارَى, the Christians. You know, sometimes in our culture, speech, and our etiquettes, we don't sometimes give non-Muslims a due right. Minhum, there are good people from amongst them. We mentioned this individual who spoke the truth. There's good individuals amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can sometimes use an incorrect person to speak the truth, to highlight the truth that's been documented and that's plausible and possible. What should our role be towards the people around us? Even you study Surah Al-Ma'idah that you find, Allah mentions clearly that amongst the Christians, there are certain individuals that they cry and they weep. They weep because they read the verses, they're truthful, they see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they weep about it. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَقْبِرُونَ. And they're not arrogant individuals. Sifatul Amah, general individuals, compare that to us Muslims. In the way that we engage with people, it's very strange. The way that we conduct ourselves towards people, the etiquettes of da'wah that we give towards people, it's not humbleness, it's not humility, it's ranting, it's rage. If we even look at the concept of many young people, they flock towards Hyde Park to give da'wah. Go and study the videos, go and watch. And look at the non-Muslim etiquette. Sad to make this comparison, look at a Muslim etiquette. The Muslim is just ranting and raging, shouting and screaming, condemning, vile speech, vile challenges, vile words. هذا خلق صاحب الدعوة. Is this the etiquette of a person of da'wah, person of khuluq, of characteristics. That's why many times they're able to overcome the argument that people see how other people conduct themselves, because a Muslim is a da'i just by their silence. Just by their silence, they call everything about them. We shouldn't fall into this culture that that said the truth was said, the truth was delivered, the person was condemned, the person was silent. Not everything needs a response. Your task is just to deliver, to remind. They will go reflect. They will think. Likewise, our Muslim society as well. We have many things which are incorrect about our Muslim society. We are people of Ahlul Bid'ah wal Hawa. People of desires, of lusts, of innovations. How do we engage with them? How do we treat them? How do we live with them? We have members in our own family, man yusalloon, who don't pray, who don't fast. We have attacks of non-Muslims upon us. We have atheism spreading inside amongst us. We have people who come from good Muslim homes, good Muslim education, say, I don't believe in Allah anymore. And then on top of that, we have the rest of the culture around us that we're facing. Are we realist individuals? Are we realist individuals? Or do we just have our heads buried inside a book and think, no, the world is a perfect world. A Muslim rises to challenges. A Muslim speaks about challenges. A Muslim responds about challenges. A Muslim doesn't just sit there and says, let someone else do the job. Then let someone else teach your children. Let someone else teach your children to take drugs and to serve drugs and to sell drugs. Let someone else teach your child to go and stab and kill another individual. Because you can't be bothered. You can't be bothered. And it has spilled over into our community. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We should be worried about ourselves. We as parents should be worried. Numerous parents we've spoken to. Every single night. Every single night. Bila istithna. Without any exception. They worry about their son or their daughter. More so their son. If they're going to walk through back through that door at night again. Many parents spoken to. Every single night. They are worried. What world are we living in then? What world are we living in that everything is safe and sound? These are challenges we need to respond to. How many Muslims involved in criminality, lying, cheating, squandering, full of it? Statistics have proven to this fact. Many times we mentioned the rarest of people involved in haram activities to the Muslim youth. And today the highest scale of people in trafficking of drugs, corruption, vice is unfortunately who? It's the Muslims. Perpetual, become continuous because we don't want to speak about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability. Become among those individuals, alladhina ya'muruna bil ma'rufi wa yanhawna 'anil munkar, to the best of our capacity, order the good and to forbid the evil. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the affairs of this Muslim ummah, the hardship, the difficulties, and to place upon us people who will be kind, full of compassion and mercy to their subjects. Whatever sins may exist inside their private life, laysa lana shay'un sha'an. It doesn't concern us. But that which comes out in the public domain of creating harm, hardship inside our society should worry all of us. Spill over to our community, affect our community.